marriage and well, praise God, and I have just enjoyed greeting you all this morning as you come on the line, and I just want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Let us pray. Jehovah, God Almighty, oh, Father, thank you for the Master's call. Thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for their yes. Thank you for their heart for this call and this ministry. Thank you for each and every caller on this line. Thank you for the TMC Prayer Warriors. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the shift and the changing of the seasons in our lives, physically and spiritually. Thank you, Lord, for carrying us through. Thank you for those who are dealing with in a season of bereavement, but are thanking you and you are caring for them in the midst of their pain and anguish of what they may be dealing with. Thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but we take this time this morning to praise you and worship you because you're simply worthy, Father God. We thank you for the Master's call. We thank you for our morning speaker this morning. We ask that you will prepare their hearts, that the call will go forth clear, that there will be no drop calls and no distractions or no problems. We serve notice to the enemy that he has absolutely no authority on this call, and so we put him under our feet, and this call will go forth as you have ordained it to. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, in Psalms 32, 8 says, I will instruct you, teach you in the way that you should go. So this is Minister Adas, hoping that you have a wonderful and awesome day. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister. I'm sorry. I went blank that time. Ada, good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my Mississippi queen. Love you so much. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. I dearly love you and appreciate you. I tell you, we were talking so much. She took me out there to the snow this morning, you guys. That's what happened, okay? And I had to find my way back. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, it's such a thrill and a joy to greet and along with Minister Ada, to each and every one of you to say welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we give you a special welcome and say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. And I just love Minister Ada opening us up with that powerful prayer and then telling us that today is Teach Us, O Lord, Tuesday. Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, let me give you just a little bit about this call. This call was started back in October 2010 by two dynamic women of God. And I tell you, it's such a blessing to be a part of this ministry with these two wonderful co-founders. They are our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and we also have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And we so thank God for those two women of God who has this call going forth every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. This call was established on the scripture, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we definitely want you to invite your family and your friends, your loved ones, and tell them, come on and join this call, listen to it, and get a blessing each and every Monday through Friday. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there's a buffet of messages from 2010. You can always go there and get a word from the Lord. We also have the bios of our speakers. And here we are in the last month of 2016. So we will declare our theme loud and clear. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as our lovely minister Ada did so graciously, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing right now, and then you may just have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, also, we will take your prayer requests and praise reports verbally on Friday. So you can join us Friday, and we will definitely pray with you on Friday. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a great company called Artist Life, Artist International, and we're so excited about what God has done by bringing these wonderful products to not only to America but around the world. And we are in the health and wellness production, so to speak, okay? So if you want to know more about what we have and how we're helping people with their health and wellness, get with the person that invited you to this call. And you can also join us after this call on the new Morning Motivational Call. We have vital information that's given every Monday through Friday on that call right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. I want to mention that we have extravaganza coming up in Los Angeles, California, and the dates have been changed to March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And it will be at the LAX Sheraton. All right, well, I'm getting out of the way because we are ready to hear a word from on high. And this woman of God brings it every time. She has a scripture that she stands on, and it comes from Matthew 11:12, where it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." This woman was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, on August 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother. Pastor Lavona Lewis is who I'm speaking of, seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she is pastoring, and then they founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004. With the mandate of equip the saints with the lost and recover the backslider. Pastor Lavona has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under the great-grandmother, Pastor Almery Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed Tabernacle's assistant pastor for over 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, and she has earned her master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. Hallelujah. On May 11th, that's my husband's birthday, praise God, in 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, and she also has a master's of divinity with high distinction. She has completed 1 year of coursework and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. I tell you, we need more women like this woman of God. She's a wife. She's a mother, she's a sister, she's a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, and she's a pastor. She is our TMC friend and sister in the Lord. We love and appreciate her. I introduce to some, bring to others, none other than Pastor Lavona Lewis. Dr. Lewis, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
God bless you. You are amazing. I tell you, every time you introduce me, I just get so impressed with this woman you're talking about. And I go, oh, wait, she's talking about me. Make me sound so good. We thank and praise God for you this morning. We thank and praise God for everyone who's on this call, who took their time out this morning to start with the word of the Lord and to start with to have Jesus to propel their day. We are going directly to the word of God this morning that has been so in my spirit. This word has been to encourage the saints that you are going to make it out of the test that you're in now. And not only are you going to make it out, but you're going to make it out more than a conqueror, the Lord said. I was reminded of when a famous boxing match between Holyfield. I don't know how many of you are boxing fans or they know anything about boxing, but there was this famous boxer by the name of Evander Holyfield, and he was fighting in a major fight, a boxing match, and he was in the ring, and he was going and going, and it looks like he was just getting hit on every side, and the opponent was just taking him, you know, he moved to his left, and the opponent would hit him, and moved to his right, the opponent was hitting him, and it looks as though he was just not going to make it out of this fight as the champion. And at the last minute, Holyfield got some energy from somewhere, and he began to just push the enemy back, the opponent back off of him, and back to the other side of the ring, and he was hitting him, and instead of getting the hits, now he was the one that was the attacker. He was the one hitting. And he ended up triumphing and winning the fight. And at the end, the interviewer came up to him, and he was holding his hand up, and he said, you know, it looked kind of rough for you for a minute, Evander. You know, we thought you were going to lose. You know, what happened? He says, I just dare to think, what if I was to be the winner of this? What if this wasn't my lot in life to lose? I was supposed to be winning. And he says, I just changed strategies. And at that moment, I began to beat the enemy rather than being beat up by the enemy. And they asked his wife, she was standing there next to him so proud, and she was so proudly, and her chest poked out, a big smile on her face, and they said, well, you know, Mrs. Holyfield, you know, were you ever afraid? Did you, you know, was it hard to sit back and watch your husband get beat up like this? Were you ever, you know, shaken? And her response is what blessed me so much. Evander's response was awesome, but the wife's response was what really blessed me. She began to look at the camera, and she looked at the interviewer's face, dead in his eyes. She said, I never once saw my husband losing the game. She said, I wasn't even concerned nor upset. I was sitting in the audience thinking of how I was going to spend the check he was about to receive. And I remember laughing when I heard this because it clicked at that very moment. What she really was saying what Evangelist Holyfield's wife, Mrs. Holyfield, was saying was, I knew the struggle. I saw the fight, but it wasn't my fight to fight. He was going to fight it, and I knew he was more than able to finish the fight victoriously. So all I had to do was sit back and calculate how I was going to be triumphant, how I was going to be the winner. And in that matter right there, that moment, she was teaching us that even though Evander was the conqueror, she was more than the conqueror. She never had to get hit, never had to run, never had to train, never had to sweat, never had to worry about being injured, but she knew that at the end he was going to win, and she was going to end up with the belt. She was going to end up, I'm sorry, with the money. I come this morning to let you know that you're more than a conqueror. You're like that woman. You're more than a conqueror. Here God is speaking, and God has done the work. The Lord has done the fight. He has been the one that was whipped. He was the one that was sent from judgment hall to judgment hall. He was the one that was hung on the cross. He was the one who died for our sins. He was the one who took on all the afflictions. Now we as his children, the Bible calls us joint heirs. Now all we got to do is sit back and calculate how and be led by God as to how we're going to sit back and be winners. I'm reminded in Romans 8:37 where Paul was speaking to the Romans and they were dealing with, you know, trauma and some trials and things that they were going through. And Paul simply said this, that look, you are more than a conqueror. He told what Paul was saying in light was basically, look, I know you're going through some stuff, and I know it looked like you're losing. I know it looked like the enemy got you on the ropes. I know right now it looked like you ain't got all the money you want to spend on Christmas. Look, I know it look right now it looked like the marriage ain't going the way it should be going. Look, right now I know it looked like, you know, the church ain't growing like it should grow. I know the children are being rebellious. But look, if you would just recognize that God has already fought the fight for you, that the Lord has already won the battle. He's already gained the victory. Look, basically what he was saying was, look, God has given you a surpassing victory. Look, you are completely victorious. You're going to walk away not only with a victory, but with an overwhelming victory. You don't have to worry about how this is going to add up. The problem is we're doing simple addition where God has already done calculus. God has already figured the problem out. You sitting there struggling over two plus three equals giving you eight, and you can't understand how things are going to add up. And God said, look, I've already done the math. I've already done the figured the equation out. All you got to do is walk in and understand that you are more than a conqueror. I fought the fight. You walk in the victory. My God, somebody ought to be telling God thank you right now, because you're trying to figure something out. And God said, look, I didn't call you to figure it out. I just called you to walk it out. All you got to do is trust me. I'll lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, not just the ways you think I know how to fix, but in all your ways. And watch me. Watch me direct your path. Look, 2 Corinthians 2:14, Paul was talking again, but this time he was speaking to the Corinthians, and he said, look, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us to triumph. He always causes us to triumph. Look, sometimes you don't understand the situation that you're in and why you're going through what you're going through, but could it be that possibly God has just allowed you to be in this situation because he's getting ready to cause you to triumph? He's getting ready to push a triumph your way. Getting ready to just walk you right on into a blessing. Can I be bold enough to say that your setback was a setup for your comeback? That basically all it is that you're just an arrow being pulled all the way back. Sometimes, you know, you've heard this before, and you just need to be reminded. You need to be reminded. Basically, that's all Paul was saying. Paul said, look, let me teach you about the reality of your conquest. The reality of your conquest is this. You will win. I've read the end of the book. You know, sometimes I don't know about you avid book readers, and how many of you just love to sit back with a cozy book and read, and sometimes the book gets so good but you're concerned about the main character. You're going, wow, they're in so much peril and so much tribulation. I don't understand what's going to happen next. And you may skip back a couple of chapters or go on to the end of the book just to soothe your mind, give you a little peace that everything going to be all right. Then when you read the end of the book, you go, oh, okay, they're going to come out triumphant. See, I've done that. I've read at the end of the book, y'all. And when I read the end of the story for the believer, we come out on top. So let me encourage you this morning as you get ready to go and set out for your day, as you get ready to go start school or take the children to school or start work or work your business or whatever your day is concerned with, considered full of. Look, let me encourage you and let you know that as you stepped your Holy Ghost and your anointed pinky toe out your bed this morning and put it on the floor and begin to prepare for your day, you should have been prepared with the mindset that I woke up winning. Today, I win. I don't know what yesterday held for you. I don't know what tomorrow go hold for you. But I know right now at this particular time, you are winning. And let me go so far as to say this. I do know what tomorrow go hold for you. Tomorrow, as long as you keep walking in Jesus, as long as you keep acknowledging him, as long as you keep saying, that's my Father, as long as you keep saying, look, I'm anointed and appointed for this, you're going to win. That's the good part. Hear God say, look, I'm not condemning you. I'm not tripping over you. I'm not upset about you. I'm trying to get you to get to a place where, look, where you could be like John said, where he said, look, I'm not going to let nothing Paul said, I'm not going to let anything separate me, not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not famine, not nakedness, not peril, not the sword. I'm trying to get you to that place, God said. I'm trying to get you to a place where you understand that it don't matter what it looked like at this moment, that at the twinkling of an eye, everything could change. And what's the difference between you suffering and you walking triumphantly? It is the confession of your mouth. It is the mind. It is the place that you place your mind at. That you let the enemy suggest to you. It is the ideas of God, the concepts that you grasp. That's going to be the refining moment in your life. Look, that's going to be the thing that gets you from whether you're going to be triumphant or whether you're going to be tricked. Your thought process, how you read God's word, the ability to recite the word back to yourself, the ability to remind yourself that, look, he always causes me to triumph. But look, the Bible says, look, in Romans 8:29, that for those he foreknew, he also predestined them, look, to be conformed to the image of God. Look, we're conformed to the image of God. Why? Because we know God is a winner. He's not defeated. So if I'm in his image, you're in his image, we're not in the image of a loser. No, no, no. We're in the image of a winner. We're in the image. And so when you're in the image of a winner, when you recognize that, you do winning things. Come on. When you are a winner, you know that's your image. You gotta know. You see these people on TV and all that, they have image consultants. And what happens is that consultant says, look, this is not good for your image. Don't do that. This is what you should be doing to create your brand and to make sure your image is looking good and your brand looks good. So you got to understand the word of God is your image consultant. You need to go to the word and say, look, this is how I should be dressing. This is how I should be talking. This is how I should be acting. This is how I should be behaving. This is the word of God that should be coming out of my mouth, the words that should be coming out of my mouth, not these words. You got to understand your image is in Jesus, and he images us. He the image is what it means by image is something that's projected outward. You know, when you look in the mirror, you see your image. That's what's projected outward. That's not coming from the mirror. That's coming from you, and it's reflecting off the mirror. It's projected outward. So whatever's in you, that's going to be projected outward. So you can't live an ugly life and have a beautiful image. Come on. But your reflection is of Christ. You are of God. He is your Abba Father. And so when he's on the inside of you, I don't care what it looks like on the outside. When you reflect that image on the outside and you project that image outward, you are beautiful. And it reflects and it's attractive. And so some of you are wondering why I'm linking up with you and hooking up with you and why they want to be a part of this and a part of They won't leave you alone because that image is beautiful. It's attractive. People like to be around winners. And so they want to be connected with you because you are a winning image. Why? Because you're more than a conqueror. That's why you got people that get mad at you, hate on you and stuff, and you get to wondering, like, look, I ain't even got all I want to get. I ain't even where I want to be. Why are people hating on me? Why are they mad at me? Well, because they see the winner. They see the more than a conqueror. But the problem is, if they would recognize that if they would just connect on to the conqueror, they would be more than a conqueror as well. Here God said, look, there is a reason for your the reality of the conquest. Now we need to grasp the reason for the conquest, and it's simply this, because there is an eternal life that Jesus has waiting for you. And he's not going to let you lose here on earth and then become a winner in heaven. No, no, no. When we read the scripture where the Lord was teaching us how to pray, he said, let those things be on earth as they are in heaven. If you're winning in heaven, you sure enough ought to be winning here on earth. And so I want to encourage you as you leave today, as I close, that you are more than a conqueror. Don't let what it seems like, look like, feel like, persuade you any way different. Paul said, remember, I'm not going to let any of this stuff separate me from the love of Christ. I trust you, God, and I know you got me in your hands, and you won't let anyone fall out of your hands. It won't be plucked out your hands according to Scripture. You are more than a conqueror. Be blessed and walk your day out realizing you're a winner, and you will continue winning. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. More than a conqueror. And guess what, Pastor Dr. Lewis? I woke up winning. Praise the Lord. I love that. I woke up winning. This is such an awesome message this morning, and we are going before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the true and living God, we just thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you that you have brought us here this day, Lord God, to hear your precious word, to remind us who we are in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who have brought us this word, Lord God, by your spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring more of your love, your peace, your joy, her everything that she desires and everything that she needs, Father God. Oh, just fill a cup until it overflows, Father God, where it's running over and others are receiving more and more from you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have strengthened her and her husband and her loved ones, Lord God, in such a manner, Father, that they are standing in your peace. And they know, Lord God, that you are there with them always. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing for our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We know, Lord God, that you have kept them and you have strengthened them, Lord God. Bless their household. Bless everything their hands touch and where their feet tread. We thank you, Lord God, for every individual on this call. We ask you, Father, that your spirit will continue to remind them and me, oh God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you're doing for each and every one on this call. And those that had a desire to be on here and could not make it, we thank you, Father God, for those that are in artist's life, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for doing a work like never before. Let your spirit reign and rule, Father God, that your people on this earth will be the true witnesses that you called each and every one of us to be. We thank you, Lord God, for the sick and shut in, that they are healed, whole, and complete in you. Father, we ask special blessings upon our dear Claudette Brown and her family, Lord God, because while her aunt transitioned over, oh God, and she's being in glory with you, oh God, we thank you, Father, for comforting the family like never before. Give them strength, give them peace, and let them know, Lord God, that she is ruling with you, Lord God. She is reigning with you. And we thank you, Father God, that you have a special place for each and every one of us who calls on your name, because it is a fixed fight in Jesus' precious name. We thank you, we love you, and we honor you. And we say thank you again in Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear the playback and share it with somebody. This awesome message, More Than a Conqueror. And to hear the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember to get prepared and get ready. All roads are going to LAX Sheraton for the extravaganza March 3rd, 4th, and 5th in 2017. Our next call will be the new morning motivational call, where our very own executive president, Candy Mosley, will be training on house party training. That number is 712-770-4005. The code is 294-617-POUND. We so love and appreciate each and every one of you. We thank God for you being on the call. Invite somebody to join us tomorrow. And thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord this morning. And thank you again, Dr. Lavona. I'm calling you doctor, okay? It's just in my mouth. Dr. Lavona Lewis, you are such a blessing. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. And I just want to let you know, I receive that. I receive that. You can call me Dr. Lavona anytime you want. We thank and praise you, Lord, because we understand, God, that even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, God, it don't feel like we always live like it's true, God, the Bible, your word assures us that we are more than conquerors, God. Thank you, God, that we live in truth, God. Thank you that the reality of our lives, God, is no matter what, you have made us to be conquerors, God, that we will end up in victory when it all comes down to it, God, that look, whether I believe what the Bible says or not, God, you are, it is what it is, and it is truth, Lord. And I believe, I thank you, God, that we have chosen on today to believe your word. We have chosen, God, to take you at your word, God, and we continue to seek your face, God. We continue, God, to grow in our faith, God. We continue, God, to be what you have called us to be and to live up to the victorious people you have created us to be. That, Lord, even though when we feel defeated, God, we are going to believe you and take you for your word, and we're going to leave all the details to you. And, Father God, we take you this word, and we're not going to be just hearers, but we'll be doers thereof. In Jesus' name, bless everyone it takes to create this call and make it successful. Those who have chimed in, who have tuned in, God, that are do this on a daily basis, God, come in for their vitamin word shot. We ask that you continue to bless them in your name, Christ Jesus, we pray. It is so. Amen. Be blessed.